11-foot minimum, say, so. The minutes are listed as December 11th on the actual minutes themselves.
And it was December 13th?
On the first page, on tonight's agenda, it's listed as December 13th, but I believe that's just a typo.
So they're correct, okay.
So is there any discussion or a motion to approve the meeting minutes? Brief discussion right before the meeting. Mr. Fuller, do you have anything that you wanted to mention to the commission about what you were mentioning earlier?
Well, because what we're doing tonight was discussed as item number one, so look at page two. I was just, if I listened to the tape, and we, Michigan made a motion to approve the request stated in the petition, which is here. We have a second, and we all passed on that with the understanding that they needed to get signatures. Is that the way it went?
Yes.
Okay, then we're good. I just want to make sure that that's what we did.
Any other discussion or a motion to approve the minutes as written?
Motion to approve.
There's a motion to approve the minutes as written. Any second?
Yes.
There's a second by Mr. Tears. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it. So tonight we have our one agenda item, and that is the Williams Residential Parking Petition. Like Mr. Fuller stated earlier, that petition did come to our meeting in December, and so I'll let us take go ahead and approve that quickly for us this evening.
Okay, this item did come to us at the December Traffic Commission meeting. Tonight we're back here. We do have our 75% petition signatures for those homes that will be affected by this residential parking permit system. And we are here before you all to get your blessing on the approved parking petition so that we can move forward to council.
Do we have to remake a motion now?
Well, you'll make a motion to approve the petition as is for 75% of the affected households.
So I will make a motion to approve the petition as stated.
I will second. There's a motion on the floor by Mr. Fuller and a second. Mr. Tears. All those in favor? Is there any discussion?
I did have one item. Are you all okay with the resident with the 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. time?
Yeah.
I think that's what's over in the neighborhood. Yeah. Okay.
Want to speak?
We'll double check those to confirm, but we'll put it as in place of the other petitions.
Is that a lit permit over what hours? Is that a lit permit in certain hours, or is that what is the actual restriction in place?
Well, the restrictions that are in place, say on Maryland or Pershing, are residential parking only from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Oh, all right.
So then the residents can skip.
Right. They'll be informed following the council approval.
And I guess those things always come with some sort of a visitor tag or something.
Yes.
Yeah. As long as it's acceptable for residents or condition, I'm sure it's fine.
Right. Is there any discussion on this item? If not, there's a motion on the floor from Mr. Fuller and a second by Mr. Peters. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. The ayes have it.
Are you?
And just for the minutes, council liaison report.
Oh.
Because we really pretty much just had the fastest meeting ever.
You're already done?
There's only one item on the agenda.
Oh, well, I really don't want to extend this. I mean, is there anything you'd like me to report on?
Just chat with us for a while to make it extend to like an hour.
It's not done, but I did my best to get here. But this could be a record, so I'll let it be a record unless there's anything. We had a study session this week on a hotel study, which identified four areas. One was Olivan 170. One was basically the Del Mar Loop. One was Del Mar and 170, and one was Forest Park Parkway and Forsyth. Forest Park Parkway and Forsyth was kind of the one they really zeroed in on because it has, according to the consultant, the highest value and potential. So, and that property is where the Bally's is that was next to the old famous bar, is owned by Washu.
So that's it, Forsyth, okay.
That's kind of the most interesting piece lately. I know that WashU has expressed some interest in doing something. Don't know what that might be, but I did have a meeting with them probably a year and a half ago and said that, you know, that's obviously underutilized space. It would be nice if it were on the tax rolls and it were developed as something that would be good for U City. So we'll see. I don't know what their plans are. Centene's kind of in limbo right now as to, you know, how far they're going to go. And
is that entire property in University City?
What we're talking about is, yeah, so basically, that essentially the parking lot is U City. There's a small portion of the basement that used to be where the candy counter was in Famous Bar when I was a little boy. Mm-hmm. That is in U City, but that was in addition to Famous Bar and was not originally there. But
any notion on this might go to the possible redevelopment of the Del Mar Harbor building?
Originally that was on our agenda for tonight, but it's being moved to another meeting, so you will see it.
And does that have something to do with historic preservation denying it, or is that just part of the process?
It'll come to Traffic Commission for the Loop North, and then also Sergeant Mike King egressing.
Right.
So. Yeah.
I have not heard anything.
Ain't that the Planning Commission or
not? I don't think it's made it there yet.
It hasn't made it there yet. So, I think it'll go there, then come here. I think that's why I got bumped off my agenda. So,
if I can ask a question. So I have heard discussions of the hotel down by the library, hotel out at Del Crest area,
right.
Hotel over at Forsyth. So we're basically saying these are just sites for one hotel to be developed?
No, so there's interest in two concurrent sites. One of them is Del Mar Harvard, and one of them is Del Mar and 170. And Del Mar and 170... my understanding is that property has been purchased by the developer, and it's, I think, made it through Plan Commission.
I'm not 100% sure on the Plan Commission.
So this thing on Forsyth.
So the study, the Forsyth thing was a result of a hotel feasibility study,
right,
that was put forward probably 4 or 5 months ago.
Right.
And they were analyzing the various sites that would be good for that, and sort of at this, I think during that time, two of the sites that they identified, well, Del Mar Harvard was not a specific site, they just identified the Loop, But two of those sites have interest. It was the Forsyth site that they really kind of focused on because of its location and what the consultant viewed as being really the having the most potential of all four sites. So, but there is not currently a developer or any interest. It's just if we were seeking a location for a hotel, they say that is the spot.
Okay. So I'm now confused. So there will be no hotel at there's no discussion of a hotel yet at Crestwater Road.
No, there is, and that is moving through the process.
Oh, that is,
this
one on Forsyth
is the furthest along.
That way, I think that is the furthest along.
Yeah,
I think that made it through plan.
The one at Del Mar Harbor is going through its traffic impact study. And so, I mean, there's a name out there for the hotel.
So we've got three then going on.
Potentially. No, we have two. But the consultant's job is just to identify the best locations and if it were to be feasible. But by chance, we had two different developers interested in two different sites. Both of them fell within the areas that they identified, the consultant.
So, with Washington University building a hotel, that would be taxable?
I don't know that Washington is in the, you know, in the hotel business. No, I mean, I would like to see them sell the parcel and have that portion developed. And
it was mentioned that Washington right now owns the property at.
They own the property, yeah.
No, Bally's. No, Bally's.
They're not going to be the developer. It's just a potential site.
So we could potentially have three hotels then.
And
yeah, maybe we could. Yeah, if somebody was interested in Olive. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, from zero to two is pretty good. 0 to 3 would be good, especially when you're replacing a parking lot.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And is there any other miscellaneous business? Anyone else would like to report?
I have a couple of quick questions. I can only go take them on. First, I wanted to ask, is there any new information with regard to the Del Mar Crossing Lights idea?
County has turned us down.
The flat turned it down a lot.
On Center and Del Mar, is that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's not very helpful to the community.
Yeah.
But that was the one that we set up.
What did they do? Did they approve
that? People got together and said,
yes, they did.
We would do our best to just
overwhelming.
Show up.
I think it would be good coming from the community.
Mm-hmm. 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Cool. Just matching everything else.
Okay. I think that would be a good job for a potential council person. Maybe like somebody that's running for council. Which. I don't know.
No, I mean, we'll
taking on that to try to push in the community.
I have contacts that they do that.
Yeah.
The other question I had was, some time ago there was a complaint about Midland speeding, and I know they placed a trailer over there, and a few other things, I don't know if anything ever came out of that.
We did, actually, we're talking about, the Melrose area. We did discuss that at the time. We had, since earlier before that, we'd had the Midland ran. I never did get that traffic information. And then since there was such a line for it, we hadn't gotten it back to the Midland, Midland Melrose area after that. So there was no data that had been. The other data was like a year or two before, I think, when they had retrieved it. So, but I do know the data that was at Mount Vernon with the stop signs. It was no issues recorded by the trailer that was placed there during that time frame. And that was like, I think we had a 30 day, I think we did, I don't know, maybe not 30, maybe 21 days I think it sat there at Mount Vernon and Melrose initially. So it's in the rotation to get it back to the Midland, Melrose area to get some more current data that we don't have, or that we didn't get before.
Yeah, and that also, Midland, that portion is maintained by St. Louis County.
Right.
So they responded back to us saying that what they have in place is sufficient enough with the signage, and that there may be impaired drivers that have hit the fences there, or, you know, so it's not common, but they won't put anything else up there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the residents report on that.
Yeah.
Related to the speed trailer, it's currently on Hanley. There was a complaint by one of my former neighbors about Hanley, which is absolutely correct. The morning and the afternoon is crazy. Mostly more the morning than the afternoon, but just between probably 8:30 and 9:15, people racing to work. It's been an issue in Clayton, so
I think overall Hanley, and even in my own observation, quite honestly, is no longer equipped to handle the amount of traffic that flows through it between, I'll say, Olive and
city limits.
But I mean, we're going to extend even further that over Forsyth, I guess.
Yeah.
It's just no longer able to equip to handle the amount of traffic. I mean, I actually come that way to work in the morning sometimes, and it's pretty congested there, even with or without the speeders. It's pretty congested. So,
yeah. So right now, it's actually getting the traffic leaving Clayton heading north, and it's basically at Pershing. It would be interesting to see whatever those results are.
Okay.
I don't know what your reports from that are, but I can tell you that I drive that pretty much every morning.
The Hanley. You're talking about the Hanley and. The Hanley section?
Between, say, Balsam and Forsyth.
Okay.
And if anybody goes less than 35 or 40, I haven't seen them.
Okay. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, we should provide those numbers at the next meeting. If it's on the agenda, we can maybe look to do that. Since that's where it is at this moment, those will be relatively fresh numbers for us.
And do those numbers get broken out by time of day?
Yeah. The trailer is actually pretty detailed, and it's a breakdown of the data that it uses, the number of cars, the speed, the time in which the vehicles travel through, peak times, high peak times, low peak times. It's pretty detailed in its breakdown and use of analytics of the data, though. So it should be pretty clear. It's pretty easy to read.
My observation was just did not want this to be the shortest meeting.
I think that's correct.
Is there anything else that you need to discuss? We'll go on the record and then discuss anything else. All right, if nothing else, I'll entertain the motion to adjourn this meeting. So moved and seconded. All those in favor?
It's better than I thought. I really didn't think this would be so quick.
Mm-hmm.